KNW iRadio 76 proudly presents the 515 Show with your host, John Sarver. Who's at the 515 door today?
Watch how we get these guys in this early. One of the biggest stories this summer or this winter, whatever, was the Onondaga Dragway. Was huge. Are we in? Are we not in? Is it going to be working? Is somebody going to buy it? Is it going to blah, ba-dip, 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 ba-dip? So we stayed on this story as hard as we could, and it finally broke. And we had a wonderful meeting Saturday when we went down to the Onondaga Dragway with Woody Sloan, who's the owner now, and these next two gentlemen that we're going to have here. In just a few seconds, we're all in Woody's penthouse upstairs. It was beautiful. Big, thick seats that we sat on, looked over the lake, had all kinds of nice beers there. Nice people. Talking about nice people, it's Clyde Newsome and Levi Prather. Hi, guys.
How you doing this afternoon? This is Clyde.
Hi, Clyde.
And this is Levi. How you doing?
We know that was you two guys. Now, Clyde, you are the track announcer, right?
Yes, Levi and I kind of split the duty. If one of us wants to get out in the crowd and talk to people, we'll do that while the other announces, and kind of vice versa. We kind of work off of one another, but it's my main job. Yes, it is.
All right, and so Levi, then that's kind of like you too, then, right?
I mean, jumping into the announcing, Clyde's really kind of taught me a lot of the stuff that I do know announcing wise, and I originally started out in the timing tower, running the timing system and operating the tree from the tower.
Cool. All right. So now it's like what everybody else is wanting is dying to know. All right. Onondaga is opening up when? 2 weeks, right?
Correct. May 15th.
Okay. And it's going to be a pour your own puddle event.
That is correct.
And it's the first time that this thing's going to be opened up in a couple of years, right?
Yeah, it's been 2 years since we've opened the door to the public.
So how did this all come together, Clyde?
It was bought by the new owner, whose name is Woody Sloan, and we just got in contact with him. Actually, he had contacted us. The previous owner had recommended us, and we just kind of, Woody contacted us, and we all just kind of got along together, and we're just getting stronger every day as far as you know, making things happen and getting back up and running.
The one thing about Woody that if you've never met him before, he seems to be one of those straight shooters, straight talkers. I'm not going to buy anything unless I have the cash ready in my hand. I mean, obviously not that way, but I mean, he, you know where you kind of stand.
Woody's a very down-to-earth guy, and, you know, he's definitely a straight shooter, and he kind of calls it like he sees it, and, but you know, we enjoy you know what he's done so far, and we it's a building process. So,
yeah, I mean, the amazing thing is this thing just came out of like the sky blue, didn't it? I mean, it was nothing, and then boom, we're going to have a flea market. What?
I tell you what, we were in shock too, and we heard that the track was bought, and we headed down there that day, and we're checking out the track grounds and instantly got to work in our heads and writing notes and everything that needed to be done, and we're making great progress.
Well, how did you guys find out that it was sold? Or bought, I should
say. I think Woody had contacted us. And,
yeah,
you know, the word gets around Facebook pretty quick. And we were just out there, like Levi had mentioned, a couple days before that, just to look around because we hadn't been there since the gates had closed. So we were like, well, let's just stop by.
Wow.
And, we did, and then it was like 2 days later, Woody had contacted us. It was just luck of the draw, really. So,
when you guys
have a way of working out sometimes.
Yeah. When you guys went out there and saw it for the first time after a couple of years, what did you think?
She's been hurt. lots of work. Long ways to go. But we've been picking away at it, and we're coming along.
What was the first thing you guys tackled?
Gosh, just getting everybody together like we had done before in the past, and just doing a day of cleanup as far as just you know, lawn work and yard work and trimming and cutting, and you know, we're still going down that road too, but it's looking 100% better than it was.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, the very first thing that when you opened up the gates, and then it was, since Levi, I guess both of you guys were there back when it closed 2 years ago, when you reopened it up, was it like going back to your old high school?
Somewhat, so to speak. It's one of our favorite places. We love being out there. We love it because of the history that's there and how it brings people together, and you know, and everybody has a good time. That's what we enjoy the most, and we like seeing smiling faces coming through the gates and leaving. Yeah. Not everybody's happy when they leave, but I hope it's nothing that we did. We try to make the best of it for everyone.
Now, are they going to have a schedule coming out? Events that may be coming up soon, or are they going to try to do this week by week and see how this goes, or how are they planning it?
Well, definitely this weekend we're going to tackle this and get everything in shape for the No Prep Pour Your Own Puddle event, and we will be in touch with different race groups, the community, and all throughout the upcoming weeks. We will definitely be releasing a racing schedule in the upcoming weeks and or month, and we just really look forward to sharing that with the community. Also, these updates will be found on our Facebook and Instagram pages, Sloan Onondaga Dragway. Anybody can find it up there, and we will be posting updates on there as soon as they become available.
Now, there was a question. The tower is back up. I was amazed that it was taken down. Why was it taken down?
We're not real clear on that. All that stuff's in the past, and we just prefer to leave it there. We get those questions all the time, and that's the only thing we can really say. You know, there's so much here and there. You know, what we always say, look at what we got now. So we're not going to dwell in the past.
Oh, no, not at all.
We're moving forward, you know.
Yeah, it was because that was one of the controversies. It was like, the tower's up. Well, the tower's always been up. No, they took it down. No, it's been up. And that was a ping-pong question. It had nothing to do with previous history. But
right.
It was just...
It was taken down, and we rebuilt it. So why it was taken down, I don't know, to be honest.
Talk about rebuilding. People want to know. Electronics. You guys got them?
Yes, we do.
What you got?
Sir. We will have boards this time, so it'll take a lot off my announcing, too, which is great. I can do more things. Maybe at the end of the day, I can talk a little clearer sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure it gets a little rough up there.
It does sometimes. When at 8th mile, you don't get much chance to really intervene too much. You know, some of the cars are so fast, and some of the snowmobiles too. You know, from the past that by the time they take off, they're already there. And you know, when you don't have a board so people can see it, and they're dialed in here, and then away they go, and then this is their time, this is their mile an hour. So it's fast action, it's fast pace, so I'm looking forward to it. But yes, the electronics are on site, and we're working on getting them stalled.
So
we do have power down the track now, so that's all good.
Yeah, you didn't have power? Oh, that's right, you wouldn't have had power down the track, would you have?
No.
Because they never had boards there.
Right, exactly, yep.
All right, so now... here's another question off the CKIWI Radio 76 hotline. In the stands, how many people can you seat? Oh, good question.
That I'm not sure. We never really thought about it.
All right, so between the both of you, start from the top row and then go all the way down.
Right.
And how many times you guys move divided by half, and there you go.
Right. Right.
Well, because they're wondering if you have big events coming in, you know, where are you going to sit? Because in the pictures, there's one little section there's one section of bleachers, and that's it.
Right. We found in the past that a lot of people like to back up to the fence, and that's kind of where they're at. Everybody kind of likes to cling to the fences.
Yeah.
I do like to talk to the people in the stands. In the past, I'll say, hey, fans in the stands, give us a big wave if you're having a good time out here at Onondaga Dragway this afternoon. Or thanks, fans in the stands, for coming out and spending your hard-earned cash at Onondaga Dragway. We appreciate you.
You know, you said that on Saturday in a version of how much that the track brings to the community.
Absolutely.
And we're thinking that it does, and it's what people don't understand. And I think, Clyde, you said it more eloquently, or Levi did, It was about how much the track itself on event day generates for around the area.
Yes. Yep. Whether it's, you know, we always have our concession stand as well. We're looking into food vendors. If anybody was interested there, they could contact us on our Facebook or Instagram pages. But, you know, people will leave to go to the surrounding communities. You can head towards Onondaga. It's only a few miles away that way. And Leslie's only a few miles the other way. And you've got, there's a McDonald's there, a Subway, and different gas stations in both directions. So people like to go there, maybe get some of the items that maybe are offered at the dragway on those weekends. And it really does stimulate other business in the surrounding communities.
Yeah, I don't think people see that real 3D and how very nicely you just explained it, that there is a residual effect for people that would not have gone to the Marathon station to get gas, you know, now has to fill up or fill up with two or three tanks. That's got to be, that's easy money.
You know? Yeah, right.
And that's only brought in because the dragway's been open that day.
Correct. Yeah, it seems like that the surrounding communities, they enjoy it. You know, it generates revenue for them, which, you know, who's not going to like that?
Oh, yeah.
Bring people in. Especially Leslie, you know, being right off of 127. Most of our racers come in that way and leave as well. So, it's good for them, too.
You know, geographically, are you guys closer to Leslie than Onondaga? I mean, I know
it's about right in the middle. It's about 3 miles each way from the dragway.
Right.
And as far as location from there, we're almost identical distance between Jackson and Lansing.
Now,
right in the middle.
Has anybody from the county come by and say, you know, we're glad you guys are here. God bless. You know, let's make this doable.
If you spend any amount of time on the grounds out there, it's a constant people pulling in, asking you questions, and it's good stuff, too. And it's constantly, if you're out there on the grounds and they see you, they're honking, they're waving, you know, they're stopping. I just cannot believe in the time I've spent out there outside in the past couple weeks how much that people appreciate it. It's constantly honking, constantly waving, constant stopping, constant talking to people, especially if you're up close to the fence. Or they'll just, you can see them pull in and stop for a few minutes and then take back off, or they'll drive really slow. And that's great. I love that. I love talking to the people and, you know, and giving them updates. If they'd stop and ask, you know, I'll tell them what I know. And that makes it fun. I enjoy doing that, you know, because people are looking forward. They're looking for something to do, and we try to provide a good experience for everyone.
To say that there is tremendous support in the community is an understatement. Everybody loves it. There's so much just tremendous support, and we would just like to take a second to thank the community for being so supportive of the Trax Revival and coming back. We're very excited.
They play a big part in it, and thank you. You know, it means a lot to us.
Now, I mean, if I could, you know, generate down some of these questions and distill it to this, folks are concerned about, is it because of the Milan situation? Will you be running all summer long? I mean, is there kind of a clear bill of health here? I mean, from the government powers that be and stuff? Or is it going to be, we'll see as we go along?
Well, as of now, we're clear. I guess, you know, and with stating with anything, we, you know, we'll have to, you know, we'll see as we go. So far, so good.
Yep, but we just end all of our races by dusk. We're not running all hours of the night, and there's no issue there.
I mean, the funny thing is, if anybody's been to Onondaga, it is a beautiful, and I do mean it's a beautiful track. Once you get all the trees going, it's one of the longest tracks of all. It's a half-mile track, isn't it, guys?
Yes, it is.
That's correct.
I mean, if it's paved all the way down kind of thing.
Right.
I can't imagine there being an noise problem. But, I mean, everywhere you go, there's a noise problem, you know. I mean, did the powers that be said, look, we're going to come down to your first race, and if you guys check out, do whatever you guys want. You know, because I know that they told you about the about putting up a little bit of berm and stuff and putting up something on the fence. But, I mean, if that's your only requirements from them?
Right. There's not as far as I know, there's not a noise ordinance in that township, so noise being an issue, it's if it's anything, it's just us being courteous.
Yeah, Yeah, but
and, you know, that's always, you know, something that's been tossed around out there about noise, and we have never had an issue.
The closest residents are the most thankful and supportive of the track, it seems.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, I'm telling you.
The track is just rooted in history. You know, it's been there since 61, and just there's a lot of history there, and everybody really, you know, that knows it's there, they honestly love it.
Well, there's a lot, too, that even when Woody was saying something about having a Onondaga Dragway Museum on the grounds, brilliant, because you take a look at some of the names that were at Onondaga. I mean, they're like the royal history of drag racing that were actually there.
All the, just about every great you can think of has raced there at Onondaga. You know, the first 200-mile-an-hour pass was made by, you know, the Greek, Chris Kremetias, if I pronounce his last name correct, if I didn't, excuse me. But he unofficially made the first 200-mile-an-hour top fuel pass at Onondaga.
All the Kalamachinis are going.
So much history there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, how long was it continuously operated? Does anybody know, you guys know?
Stopped, I believe, in 78, from roughly 61 to 78. I think 62 was the official opening date, but 62 to 78, and then it had closed with, you know, a little bit of revival there in 85. They were trying to get it open, but it just didn't work out. And then it was closed roughly until 2013.
Wow. I mean, it's a tough gig.
It just sat idle.
Yeah, and that's the kind of the unique thing, too. If you take a look at the track, you know, because I was wondering, you know, when you opened it up, and you're right, when we're talking about going back to your old school and stuff, and you, I mean, did you hear the voices? Did you hear the sounds?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Every time I'm out there.
Wow. And so now here comes, the good thing about Onondaga is it's right off the road. It's like ugly. You see it. It's not tucked away somewhere. It's not a hard way to get around. You don't have to go through back roads to get to it. It's right there.
Yeah, very good location, and one road off the highway.
Yeah, and there's actually, if you take 127, you know, there's an exit there, and you just go a little down the road, and there you are, because there's some drag strips that is challenging to get to.
very true. No, it's great for the racers and, you know, and spectators also. It's, you know, easy access from 127. It's just 3 miles west at the Leslie exit, so it's, you know, it's great.
I'm telling you, guys, if you have cars, and we'll have to admit to this, when we bought the Black Beauty, we actually did a photo shoot on the grounds of Onondaga Dragway, only because it is unbelievably, the sight lines are perfect. Those trees that line the place just gives it an ambiance like there is no other. You know, it's like half country, half drag strip. It's
Yeah, right. You fall know? Is a beautiful time out there. You know, it may be a little bit cool, but fall is nice out there.
Now, okay, so now creature features. Now, folks know that since you're just getting up and going, the number one thing is, and especially with Milan, was restroom facilities, and I'm sure there'll be plenty there during the first race, correct?
Right,
yeah, absolutely.
We have to bring more in, that's for sure. Than what we have now. It's pretty basic, but as time moves on and we progress, you know, that's definitely going to be addressed in the near future.
Rick's telling me it's like, right. They're going to tell him, oh, hell no, we're not going to bring any.
Right. Yeah, so we'd have to tell them they're full of malarkey.
Yeah, that's a marathon station in town, folks. You know,
great.
The one bathroom. You know, it's going to be great if you guys get food trucks there, and there'd be no reason to leave. And it's kind of like, and I think Clyde was talking about it before, but if you've never been to Onondaga, and shame on you for not going, but it's, they have kind of like a drive-in theater where you can back up your minivan or whatever, open up your clamshell, and you can watch. The sight lines are perfect. You can't, I mean, you're not obscured by anything. You'll see that car hit the eighth mile easy. Let's not say hit. Drive through the eighth mile easy, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, all the way up and down the track. I mean, that's...
Yeah, we have good views from each side for everyone, you know? Everybody likes, like I, you know, had mentioned, everybody likes to, you know, ride on the fence, so...
And really, everybody will almost line up all the way down the fence before the bleachers are maybe even half full. That's just honestly, people like to be down on the top end there and see the finish. And we do have our bleachers primarily at the starting line, and but you know, just it's beautiful view really from anywhere, and you'll see a crowd kind of make their way and experience all these different viewpoints and the beautiful scenery at Onondaga Dragway. So
now on the track itself, and I think Clyde, I think it was you that said, or Levi, that the track itself could use a little bit of a powdering, you know, maybe a little bit of an upgrade. Tell the folks what's going to go on the track, you know, because I know that you're going to have the prep guys are going to be there getting that all set and ready to go. And I know this first race is they're going to put, you know, pour your own puddle thing to put some rubber down. But are they going to do any improvements on the track itself?
Yeah, as we get going, we're going to definitely be, you know, doing some improvements as we go. These guys kind of like it because, it's, you know, it's never has been raced on, hasn't really been touched in 2 years. So it's right up their alley. You know, we kind of aim to please, and it fits their bill, so we're going to make them happy. But, yes, we will improve it as time goes on. That's one of our main focuses right now is the surface.
I was going to say, if you had a list of A, B, and C of things that you want to take care of first, what would you do?
Well, I'd say currently right now we've got the 8th mile portion of the track looking pretty well, and we are moving down all the way, pretty much going down the track past the 8th mile marker and going, and just been doing what we can to string trim. We're working right now to get a brush attachment on like a bobcat, and that'll be able to speed up the process for us a lot, and being able to get a pretty nice smooth track. And I would say that as far as in the very short term this year, just making what we got very well and in good shape to race would be our top priority.
And for those who don't know, that is the voice of Levi. And therefore, this way, if you're listening in, because sometimes people can't differentiate, because when they come to the track, they can see you folks, right?
We try to make our rounds out of the tower and things. There's times where maybe we can't, but we try to come on down. And I know Clyde has conducted multiple post-event interviews with the winner, and I try to go down there as well and maybe announce from the starting line if we have some fantastic locals there that we know and love, and they're coming around. We don't quite maybe need the computer to tell us which driver's who. We know that who they are, some great stories and facts about them, and it just lets us also co-announce, because if one of us is on the track interacting with the crowd and is out there, then we can basically hand it off to each other, and then one would announce the times. But we are going to have the timing board, so that won't be I guess much of a thing coming up here pretty soon.
No, I'm kind of looking forward to the boards being up, because we'll be able to mingle in the crowd a little bit more, and I'm kind of looking forward to that also. I try to take my original, what I always tried to do was make, like what you see on TV is a big show. I try to make our smaller shows just like a big show, you know, get everyone involved, talk to the fans, talk to some of the racers in between the rounds. You know, interview them a little bit, you know, put them on the spot, so to speak, and just answer a few questions real quick and just make it fun for everybody. Keep the fans informed, and it just makes it a better show for everyone.
David just sent me a note saying, are you guys going to have Kiss Cam?
I don't know if we'll have that or not.
Get like a Jumbotron or something.
I always enjoy talking to the kids too, because a lot of times I can sit right down beside of them in the stands and announce, and they don't really, you know, put two and two together, and then I can, you know, ask them what their names are, and I love doing that with the kids. And you know, maybe you'll make a fan for life. You know, sometimes we'll bring them up in the tower and let them watch a few races. We've done that before in the past, and it just makes it a great experience for them. You know, just trying to build a fan from the beginning, and they'll carry that through, you know, for a long time with them.
They'll remember it forever.
Oh, yeah. When a star comes out and talks to you, oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean.
Yeah, you can see us in the tower a little bit. I try to make it, you know, when we get a break in the action, like I said, I like to say, hey, fans in the stands, give us a big wave. You know, and we'll wave back, you know, to let them know that, you know, we're paying attention. So,
I mean, what do you do between, I mean, yeah, okay, so you come out and you talk to fans, but is there anything that you do? Obviously, you can't have ball races, you know. But there is some time. It's not like on TV when it's continuous action. You know, there is downtime. So what do you guys do besides going out? I mean, that, I think it's great that you go out and talk to the fans, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, do you interview the – obviously interview the fans, but do you interview, like, anybody that ran in the pits? Can you talk to – bring up a driver or anything?
We have a couple times. We've had a couple people come up and sit in the tower and, you know, and talk to us a little bit. And sometimes people are a little mic shy, so to speak. But so we'll just kind of, you know, ask them a few questions and just comment on it. And, you know, we try to get some back history on stuff. Like, our, you know, if we have a sponsor, we like to know a little bit about them so we can talk about them. Not just, hey, this is our sponsor. I don't like that. It's not personable at all. So we try to do a little history, you know, on them and discover, you know, what we can about them. And it gives us something to talk about in that downtime. We could talk about this sponsor or that sponsor or an experience with this sponsor or that sponsor. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you can do any research like that, you know, to just to better a relationship, that's great. You know, that's what it's about.
I can't
to
believe
me, that's what it's about, you know, and I know Levi feels the same way, so.
Absolutely.
I can't believe that both of you guys would run into people who would be mic shy to you.
Oh, they're out there, trust me.
Yeah, but I mean, you're pretty big guys. Why don't you just smack them over the head with a mic and say, talk, damn it.
I don't know. I want them to come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, guys, what kind of classes are you looking to race this year at Onondaga?
Well, I think right now we're just kind of playing it by ear, so to speak. There's a lot of opportunity out there right now, especially with you know, what's happening in Milan right now.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people are looking for places to race. I do know that we will have some gassers at Onondaga again. We're going to try to have them as much as they'll let us, pretty much. We really like the gassers, and I know Woody, our owner, you know, he's a big fan of the gassers, and that's one of my favorite events to announce. So that's definitely in the future. Maybe even a couple more snowmobile races, too. That's been kind of talked about, but nothing concrete yet. Our only concrete is, you know, May 15th right now. But there's a lot of things in the works and a lot of things coming. So,
yeah, I think what's going to happen is people are going to come. Obviously, they're going to come check you out. They're going to
right.
see. They're going to take a look at first, and then they're going to see with their own eyeballs, is this runnable? Let's see what we can do here. And then once you get the electronics, because electronics is coming in pretty doggone soon, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, talking to Woody, it was like, well, I make a phone call and the guy puts it in. Here we go. Let's have some fun. You know,
right.
That's, you guys are lucky that, we've only seen it with Northern Michigan Dragway. Onondaga fans are unbelievable. I mean, they, all fans are great in all sports and all that stuff. And really, all the drag strips to us are like our kids. We like them all. But Onondaga fans, there's something about them that they're just like, they're locked on to Onondaga. They can't get enough Onondaga Dragway. Yes, you're a small town track, you know, you're a hometown track, you know, but even during these 2 years, it's almost like people were wearing black armbands, you know.
And it's rooted deep in the community, that's for sure. There's definitely a love for that track, you know. It's,
oh, that community,
and you know, me, myself included.
There's such a united passion and wanting
yes.
to see this track succeed in the community. I mean, thousands of people gathering just to want to support this track and see it not only succeed but prosper.
Yeah, you know, you hit it right on the head. There is a united passion for the fans of Onondaga. And I don't think it's just all Onondaga, obviously, or all Leslie. Because, I mean, you normally would draw from the people around you. But look at all those people. The first time you opened up the gates, it was cold, it was windy, it was sunny, you know. But look at
right.
all that place was packed. They were stopped on the road to come in to pay the $10. And I don't know how many people bought something from Avon there or a piston or something there. But people couldn't wait to see what's Onondaga look like today. You know, is this really ready to go? Is, you know, the fun of having this back? And then you just sat and you heard people tell you their favorite Onondaga story. Do you guys get that a lot?
Every time we're at the gate, that's kind of the reason we like to do that sometimes. It's just interesting, you know. So many, you know, older people come in and they're like, well, I was here, and, you know, it's such and such year, or I raced out here at this year, and it's just great to hear all those stories. We love it. But, yeah, it's people were just curious, you know, to see what was going on, if we were going to be racing, what was going to happen, and, you know, they're just antsy, really. They just love it, too, as much as we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? Honest to God, of all the English words, antsy fits this. People they had so many anticipatory feelings to get this track going because they didn't understand that nothing, it's open. What? I mean, the whiplash was like unreal. You know, and then when we couldn't get, you know, anybody on the phone, and I guess now we understand how Woody operates a little bit better. You know, it's when I have my T's crossed, I will talk to you. You know, when this is an actual go, I will talk to you. And I respect the hell out of that because there's a whole lot of folks. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to have the built-in swimming pool put in tomorrow. You know?
Woody is definitely very much so like that. He doesn't really want to let anybody down. That's, you know, my feeling on it. And if we're going to be able to make it happen, you know, that's when it's time to, you know, to speak up. You know, before that, we just kind of were, you know, just busy doing what we do.
Yeah. You know, and the funny
sometimes
thing,
sometimes you almost have to bite your tongue, so to speak, because I want to say something, but I can't.
Why do you bite your tongue on for what?
Just, you know, if people ask you, is this ready, is that ready, are we going to be racing, are we going to be doing this, are we going to be doing that, and you might have an answer for them, but until we get, you know, like you said, all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted, well, we're kind of, you know, it is what it is.
We definitely don't want to make any false promises or things that we can't follow up on. We want to be known by our word that when we say it, that it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
So, I guess, Levi, when you told us that the funny cars and top fuelers are coming in next week, that might not happen? I'm kidding. Yeah.
Well,
that's what everybody, you know, understands. You know, the track itself has been with Mother Nature for the last 2 years, you know. I mean, I think people, if you think this thing is going to be Summit, you're sadly mistaken. You know, however, there's actual movement happening on this track. They know what to do for the improvements. I'm sure you guys have in your head this next. Because really, you guys, if you get Onondaga together, even if Milan comes back, you guys will be printing money. You know, which talks about.
I think we could have a solid following. That's for sure.
You got it now.
And people ask us constantly about the track service, and you know it is what it is. But in retrospect, I always say it's better than our Michigan roads. So there you go. In more ways than one.
Yeah, so Onondaga is better than Woodward right now, friends. So there,
correct.
Take that to the bank. Yeah. You don't see fuelers on Woodward, so there. You know? That's awesome. You know, because you're right. Everybody wants to see this thing, you know, look like Summit right now or look like Indy. Well, how come you don't have this? How come you don't have that? Where's it? Look, guys. Jeez, oh, Pete, you can still hear the squeak in the gate when we open it up. I mean, it just got back together again. We understand. I just think that people have happy feet. They so desire to want to unload there and say, let's go, you know?
Oh, yes, very much so.
And it's so easy for the person that's sitting in Warren or whatever going, let's race. And then when you guys go, yeah, okay, first let's cut the grass. Yeah, I mean... Samantha from Bewitched doesn't really exist, guys. We can't ting-ting-ting the
wish,
notes.
I wish she did. A little nose twinkle, she'd be all set.
It is kind of
what the swimming pool would be in, so to speak.
Yeah, and the ATM that printed money would be back out there too. No,
right? That machine pays out every time. All right.
Yeah, guys. Here's another question: is there going to be any new Onondaga Dragway swag coming out?
Oh, most definitely. We will be working in the coming weeks on that, and as well as possibly even getting maybe a new logo.
New logo?
Yeah, we're gonna maybe reach out to some graphic designers and see what we can come up with and get one freshly made for the new era of the Sloan Onondaga Dragway.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you'd have like Woody's face on it?
We might have to run that past first. I'd love to have one, though. It'd be like, have you seen Woody? Instead of Waldo.
Just draw a guy sitting in a black pickup truck. All right.
Yeah.
All right. If they can get the swag, and if there's any graphic artists out there, and there's plenty of them, and if they think, hey, you know what, I can help out here, where can they reach you guys at?
Definitely through our Facebook and Instagram pages, Sloan Onondaga Dragway. And reach out to us there. We would be more than happy to hear their ideas, talk about our ideas, and really create something special for the brand new era.
Yeah, this is going to be fun because really the differentiation between what was to what is, I mean, I guess if you're going to be hip about it, it's going to be called sod, you know?
So right. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, so now we got the battle between lid and sod. Okay, this is going to work out fine, you know?
Even though it is a new era, we are still keeping our, you know, grassroots, homegrown, family-like atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, we'll treat you like family from the time you arrive to the time you leave. That will never change.
Well, if you treat them like my family, good luck. But we understand. See, that's the beauty, guys, of Hometown Tracks. Now, again, like we said, and we can't overemphasize enough, every track that we go to is like our kids. They all have really great points about them. There is, when you go to Hometown Tracks, like in Ubley, like in Northern, like now Onondaga, it's a different gig. It's a different feel. It's a little more rustic than, say, a 131 or a Milan, but it's got nuances that you won't find anywhere else, and that's what makes it fun. When you have Clyde that can come out of the tower and say, howdy do to YOU, you know, and especially if you got a youngster there, and kids are cool with mics now. I don't know why racers wouldn't be, but, you know, it's got, there is a lot of downtime. And if you see, you don't see on TV, there could be 15, 20, maybe more minutes between rounds when nothing's happening. That Clyde has the forethought, and Levi has the forethought to go out and try to keep things moving and keep things going. It's something like you see at AAA baseball games, and that's what makes those baseball games so endearing. Who cares about the game? You know, it's the interaction of the ownership, which it's in theory you guys, you know, with the fans, that it was like, that's cool. It's not just two guys up there by the glass. We know them. I mean, they kind of feel like they know you, you know, and I think that's outstanding, you know, and especially when you're trying to get the fans back. The fans love you guys. They love Onondaga Dragway. You could have Barbie cars going up and down there. You would still pack the place on a Friday night, you know, and that's not saying anything bad about how you guys set the thing up. It's that there's already want and love and all kinds of passion for this track, and it's bundled, and it's been building for 2 years. And because of the COVID thing, too, people would want to love to go out and see you guys. You know, so now if you listen to what Clyde and Levi said throughout this whole show today, what did you get out of this thing? They can't wait to see you. They can't wait to get this place going. Yeah, it's going to take a little more polish to get things going, but there are, you know, they're starting to run now, which is better than it's been in the last 2 years, kids. They got plans, and they want to shake your hand when you come in and say howdy do, figuratively want to shake your hand. You know,
right?
I mean,
and shake your hand when you leave too. I, you know, that's something that I enjoy doing too. Is, you know, the past couple swap meets, we have sat right there until almost the last person leaves, just to say thank you for coming out, thanks for spending your time with us, and, you know, just greet them as they leave. You know, just to be a little more personable. There's not many places that do that anymore, but that's kind of what, you know, what the Dragway stands for. We want everybody to have fun and everybody to be happy.
See, and that's the wonderful building block. And that's what gets people involved, because now we can relate to the track. Now they feel like they're part of the track, as opposed to they paid their money and they got a seat.
You know? Correct, yes.
And it's a whole different... If you go to Summit, it's a whole different gig.
You know? Yeah, I bet.
You know, but, I mean, you get in there and parking is on this side, tickets this side now. Normally, I'm thinking that you guys aren't going to be charging $50 a head for your races, right?
No.
Okay. I mean, it's like, so what we're trying to go here is, it's pocketbook friendly to take your family out to Onondaga.
Right. Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what makes it kind of fun. Now, fun, and especially around there, is sponsorship. Who's coming? Who's knocking on your door? What do you need?
Well, we have certain plans right now to, we have a list made up of some ideal sponsors, including maybe some previous ones, and as well as some definitely new ones, and we're going to be definitely working on that in the coming weeks as well, and selling sponsorships, and starting to kind of decorate the track, if you will, with all their beautiful signs.
Yeah. And now,
anyone that was on board with us before that I have personally spoken with is more than happy to hop right back on board with us.
Oh, sure.
You know, they got nothing but good things to say, and that was great, you know, because I had mentioned it to a couple of them that I have actually been to their business, and, you know, and I use their business, you know, and they're more than happy. They can't wait also. You know, a lot of them are racers and you know, all of them fans, but... You know, they're happy about it, too, and they want to get back on board with us, and I want them on board.
Yes.
Great.
It's great to have them there and to, you know, showcase some of them during our Sponsors of the Week, and we look forward to even doing that in greater detail and learning more about especially even new businesses moving forward.
Now, I know that every board over there at Onondaga Dragway for sponsorship is probably about, for the season, probably about $1 million, but you could probably cut them a deal.
Yeah, we're working on getting that finalized. Yeah, we'll cut them somewhat of a deal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Half, Ellie. Right.
Half?
Yeah, it's half price. We're knocking prices.
Wow.
Half price.
Yeah. Levi slashing prices here, kids. I mean, we might get them down to $450,000. Way to go, Levi.
Maybe. That's on a good day.
Guys.
Sunshine in that day.
Gentlemen, what haven't we touched on in the next 2 minutes?
Well, if I had to give maybe some of my closing thoughts, again, definitely follow our Facebook and Instagram pages, and we look forward to getting even more community support. We're so thankful for everybody that has supported this track, just sharing events on Facebook, talking about the track, and we want to, you know, get people out of the house, off the street, off their phones to a, you know, family fun track that lets you really race any vehicle that you want. We will have our special weekends and things, but if you want to bring your vehicle down and maybe you want to bet your friend on whose car is maybe the fastest, this is the place to do it. And we have a family friendly staff that is going to always take the time to teach you what to do, how to operate the tree and the light beams. If you've never made a pass down a drag strip, we are more than happy to go over that with you and just give you a fantastic first experience drag racing, and to come out with your friends. We're a family friendly atmosphere, and we can't wait to have everybody in the community come out and support the Sloan Onondaga Dragway.
Not bad. Geez, and you got it within with 2 minutes. So job well done. Then we got one question. Here we go. And this is the one that we failed to ask, too. Okay. Affiliation with the track. Now, it's I don't know if NHRA would go there, but we were talking about before on Saturday off mic, and I don't think it's any, you know, secret, that the AHRA shield would look so incredible up there. Now, I know that Woody is kind of going, well, whatever we're going to have. But is there any thought of who is, if this is going to be an I-track or an A-track or A-track?
Right now, from what we can, you know, from what we're leaning towards the AHRA, definitely. You know, like you say, putting that shield on a building would look great.
Wouldn't it look cool?
It's definitely something that has been talked about. We have nothing concrete yet, but it's definitely something to look forward to in the future for us, very much so.
Oh, man. Northern Nationals at Onondaga Dragway HRA event. Oh, kids. Here's the time machine. Make sure that you pack the bags and go to SOD as fast as you can. Somehow, some graphic artist is going to work that in. Anyways, gentlemen, unbelievable. I'm so glad you guys are here. And again, and a little side note that if you try to go 94, 96 to 127 and over, and if you try to do it on a time frame and you get stuck by two accidents, these gentlemen waited around for us to show up, and it was getting cold and it was getting windy, and they could have gone at any given time, but bless their hearts that they stayed around to talk to us, and we really do appreciate that. Honestly, we do. So we're going to be talking more to you guys, Clyde and Levi, because
sure.
We want to know, keep us abreast of everything that's going on Onondaga, because we're going to be talking to you, because there is a ton of fan love to get this track up and running again, and it's wonderful that Woody has bought the track and wants to see this thing love. And you can tell, yeah, he's a gasser guy, and there's not too many of those out there anymore. I mean, when you saw him pop out, the only time you ever popped out of his truck was to show the history book, and most of those guys are gassers, you know.
Right.
So we got to move, gentlemen. Thanks an awful lot for being along with us today. We do appreciate it, and we're going to see you through the season.
Thank you, John, for having us on. We greatly appreciate it, and we look forward to coming on to future shows with you.
Oh, yes, you will.
Yes. I appreciate the time this afternoon. It was fun.
You're welcome. And now I got to find one of those million-dollar signs for
$500,000. There you go. Bring that. That's pre-lifetime admission right there. Yeah.
CKIWI Radio 76. We get back with the Rolling Stones and Jumping Jack Flash coming up soon. The fine friends from the geriatric racing team, Chip and Chuck, they'll be here at the 5:15 mark.